A woman in a plain black dress stood behind the counter, her eyes on the stack of papers in front of her.
Excuse me, ma'am, but are you by any chance Mrs. Phillips?
Why, yes.
Chick Bowdry, Texas Ranger.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you come in. I'm afraid I'm lost in all this paperwork. Can I help you?
Bowdry cast his eyes around the room. His gaze rested a moment on the potbelly stove by the back wall. Then he looked at the woman.
Perhaps you can. I want to take a look around, if you don't mind. Maybe ask you a few questions.
Why, certainly. Please, go right ahead.
I was wondering, what time did your husband leave for the bank?
Usually about 8 o'clock. Only on Monday. That's the day it happened. He got up much earlier. Just before dawn, I think it was. I went back to sleep. Oh, if only I...
There was nothing you could have done, ma'am. Now, you mustn't blame yourself.
I could have gone for help. I could have done something.
Did anyone besides your husband know there was so much money in the bank on Monday?
No. Well, yes and no. That is, a lot of people might have known some of it. John Bishop, he's the mayor, and the sheriff, of course. A cattle buyer or two.
A lot of people. Did your husband smoke cigarettes, Miss Phillips?
No. Why do you ask?
I just wondered. You were saying about the money.
Well, a number of payments had come due during the month, and the pickup for the head office hadn't been made.
When was the rider due?
Monday. Cable just came in. Of course, there's little here for him now.
The crowd in front of the Longhorn Saloon had drifted away by the time Bowdry returned from his visit to the bank. Stabling his horse at the livery barn, Bowdry seemed not to notice the saddle tramp who was currying a horse in the next stall.
You find out anything over at the bank?
$40,000 was the most money the bank had in 4 months. How does that sound?
Like somebody was tipped off. What else?
The widow, Mary Phillips, is filling in over there. She cleaned the place up, but I think I saw cigarette stubs in the wood stove. Not much to go on.
What'd the sheriff say?
That could be anyone, except in you, of course.
Well, that's something.
Keep your ears open.
Mm-hmm.
John Bishop intercepted Bowdry as he was entering the hotel with his saddlebags.
Oh,
Bishop
well,
was a tall, young man with a crisp, dark beard and an attractive smile.
Bishop, John Bishop. I'm the mayor of this town.
Chick Bowdry. Pleased to meet you.
I led the posse that hunted for tracks. I'd be glad to help you in any way.
You found nothing?
Nothing I could swear to. We searched the countryside for miles in every direction. A lot of it had to be covered on foot.
Bishop had a fine-featured but strong face. He looked like a man who knew what he wanted and how to get it.
There was some wind that night, and blown sand would make the tracks look older. But I know this country as well as any man, and I don't think we missed anything.
Was that your ranch I noticed just outside of town? Big place.
Why, yes. Perhaps it was. We'll have you out sometime, Bowdry.
Well, that'd be very nice. Thank you. I look forward to that.
Well, good day to you then.
Bowdry thanked him and went into the hotel. Leaving his saddlebags in his room on the second floor, he returned to the lobby and passed through the connecting door into the adjoining restaurant. Only two tables were occupied, the nearest one right next to the window by a stout gentleman wearing a black suit. His face was brick red, and his hair was plastered down on a round skull and parted carefully.
Add some more coffee, if you don't mind, my dear.
Coming right up, Hardy. Good evening, sir.
The girl who waited on Chick had red hair and a wide, friendly smile. She put a cup of coffee down in front of him.
I always bring coffee to a rider. My pop taught me that.
He must have been a wise man. As well as an Irishman.
You're right on both counts.
May I ask your name?
Ellen. Ellen Collins.